Let's hear more now about the return of two American journalists. Laura Ling and Yuna Lee were detained by North Korea and sentenced to 12 years hard labor. That was for illegally entering the country. Yesterday, former President Bill Clinton secured their release in Pyongyang after meeting with North Korea's reclusive leader. And then today, the former prisoners stepped off a private jet in Burbank, California. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco watched their arrival. Hi, Mandalit.
Hi there.
What did you see?
Well, they brought the private jet that they flew in from North Korea into this hangar where I'm standing right now, and it was a very emotional reunion, a lot of tears and smiles and hugs as Laura Ling and Yuna Lee stepped off the plane with former President Clinton. They were met by their families, including Lee's four-year-old daughter, who hugged her mother really tightly, and former Vice President Al Gore is here as the head of Current TV, where the two journalists were working.
I wonder what you tell a four-year-old during that period when you don't know when her mother is going to return. And let's get a listen to one of the journalists, Laura Ling, speaking earlier today after arriving in California.
30 hours ago, Yuna Lee and I were prisoners in North Korea. We feared that at any moment we could be sent to a hard labor camp. And then suddenly we were told that we were going to a meeting. We were taken to a location, and when we walked in through the doors, we saw standing before us President Bill Clinton.
Mandalit Del Barco in California, she must have thought that was a hallucination.
You know, she was holding her hand over her heart as she spoke, and as you could hear, her voice is very shaky, and she said she was shocked by the sight of Bill Clinton, but she thanked him and former President Al Gore, President Obama and his administration, and all the people that helped secure their release.
You mentioned former Vice President Al Gore. He was on stage this morning, wasn't he?
That's right. He was here as the head of Current TV, where the two journalists work. You know, he had been working behind the scenes as well to help get them released, as well as a campaign of friends and supporters from around the world.
Now, former President Clinton was photographed with North Korea's leader. Some of the photographs show him looking very stern-faced, determined almost not to smile, not to show any expression. He was going there because the gesture was necessary to get these people out. What, if anything, did he do and say today as he got off the plane?
Well, he didn't say anything to the reporters, but he did look very, very pleased and happy. And he was just smiling as everyone was hugging each other. I'm sure that he'll have a lot more to say later. Well, let's hope so. And we also want to hear about how their ordeal went. Right now they're going to be having a private reunion with their family. Understandably, they're probably, you know, anxious to just be back home, safe and sound. So, you know, we're waiting to see if they'll talk more about what they went through.
Mandalit, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco speaking at Bob Hope Airport in Southern California, where former President Bill Clinton arrived today, along with two American journalists who have just been released from North Korea. This is NPR News.